Thank you, Jack. And our guest today is Ching Yun Hu, who is one busy woman. You've just gotten back from a trip to Taiwan. You have a new CD that's come out. Yeah. How do you find the time and the energy for all of this? How was Taiwan?
Taiwan was great. Extremely busy. Had about 6 events there. 2 with orchestra. Happened to have played the Rachmaninoff Rhapsody on Thing of Paganini on the Rachmaninoff's birthday, which was great. Yeah, and solo recital, lectures, all sorts of events. Yeah.
And you're here because you have a brand new CD out.
Yes,
and,
that's right.
I don't know if you can see this on Facebook, but it's sort of small from here. And you're going to play a couple of selections from that CD.
Yes.
And the first is the Rachmaninoff Etude Tableau.
Yes, from Opus 39, I will play number 1, 2, and 9.
Thank you.
Rachmaninoff from the Etude Tableau, Opus 39, numbers 1, 2, and 9, performed live in our performance studio here at WRTI 90.1 by Ching Yong Hu. And if you're just joining us on Facebook, we are streaming live as well, so you can watch the performance. I don't know if you can see on Facebook the piano, the poor Spirio Steinway piano shaking here. Although on the CD that you've just released, you do play all nine.
Yes, all Opus 39.
Right. So you'll have to buy the CD to hear the rest.
That's right.
When you choose your pieces for a CD recording,
right?
How do you do that? What makes you choose certain things over others?
I think the feeling of the necessity to record must come when you feel like certain pieces where you have lived for a while and feel the necessity to have it recorded. Because every single season I play different recital programs. And for example, some of the pieces in the recording have lived with me over the years and it has developed in concerts again and again to the point that I feel like now I would like to make a recording. Maybe 30 years down, you know, later, when I look at myself doing this recording, I will feel, oh, interesting. I'm very proud that you did this at that time period in your life. And also with certain composer that I feel that I have something to say that is very personal. And that's how I feel when I decide to make a recording. And especially for this particular album, it's like telling a story. Sometimes you see recording, it's the whole sets of, let's say, Chopin ballades or whole sets of Chopin scherzo. But for me, it's always important that a recording is like a recital from the beginning, the first note till the last note. And it's like telling a story beginning with the Etudes Tableau, and then it goes through different key signature changes and it connects to the vocalese, and vocalese connects to the prelude from the partita in E major, which is described by Rachmaninoff of Jay's Box Music. And then the lilacs goes into the sonata number 2. So there is the transition of it, which I find so delicious. And that's how, you know, I decide to make this recording, and especially the Etudes Tableau, which I find so beautiful and not so often played as a whole set in a live concert. But I think it should be played as a whole set because there are so many beautiful moments between each of the etudes. Yeah.
And you mentioned lilacs, and since it's now spring officially,
right. That's right.
We'll hear that from Rachmaninoff, performed here by Ching Yong Hu.
Okay.
Thank you.
Lilacs, music of Rachmaninoff, performed live in our studio here by Chingyang Hu. And that's one of the selections on your new album.
Yes.
When you perform on a CD to record, how is that different for you as a performer than performing in front of a live audience?
I think for the recordings, there is always the thought of it to be as clean as possible. I think this is on the mind of each performer, because 20th century, they invented editing and the recording. And the performers, if you listen to 19th century recordings, it's not so clean. But now, oftentimes we think about recordings, it's perfectly clean. But if you want to put a lot of emotions into your playing and the excitement of a live concert, it's not possible, let's say, at Etude Tableau Opus 39 to have 32 minutes of it to be completely clean. So when I record, there is always a balance. I would like it to sound as fresh and like a live concert as possible. And so that each time you take a take, a new take, it's like a new beginning. You're performing it one more time. So my approach to recording is try to capture it like it's a live concert, but with a consciousness that it is a recording, and try to be as clean as possible. Yeah.
We here at WRTI are not only a classical station, but jazz as well.
Right.
And you've deviated some from your Rachmaninoff CD by including music of Gershwin final pieces.
Yeah.
Can you tell us about the two pieces you're about to play?
Okay, so these two pieces are written by Earl Wilde, and Earl Wilde really loved Gershwin's music, and so he wrote a set of virtuosic etudes based on Gershwin's songs, and today I'm going to play two pieces. The first piece is The Embraceable You, and second is I Got Rhythm.
Thank you.
Music of Gershwin filtered through Earl Wilde and performed by Ching Yung Hu. You're in our performance studio at WRTI 90.1. What's next for you? You've got big plans overseas.
Yes, I just celebrated the release of the album As Night We Hold in New York. And next stop for me is I'm going right back to Asia for a tour in China with concerts of a different program. You know, the music keeps me really busy, and I'm so happy to be able to play so many different kinds of music. And I have to say that I'm so thankful to WRTI, because what we didn't mention is that this album was recorded right here at this studio, where we brought in Nine-Foot Steinway, thanks to Jacob's music. And everybody at WRTI has just been so wonderful. This is my second home in Philadelphia. So, yeah, so thank you.
Well, it's always nice to have you here and to hear you perform.
Thank you very
much,
Kevin.
Thanks for coming today, Ching Yung Hu. And good luck with your CD.
Thank you.